This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your favorite theory, Al Cintron on the Fan. Fill it in for C-Mac. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got Rami Lavi behind the glass. What's good, brother?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm usually not up at this time, so I wasn't expecting that. I'm usually sleeping. I wake up at 5 to go to my hospitality job. Good news, Met fans. You didn't lose. You also didn't win. Phillies beat the Reds. So whichever way you want to go, just get in the playoffs. We'll still fight for the division. Division is slipping away, Brandon Nimmo. You're in denial, brother. Slipping away. But the Yanks played a game yesterday, and they won. After their daddies came to town, who showed up? Their sons, the twins, who they own. I think they're like 90 games over 500 the last two decades versus the Twins. 6-2 win. And the recipe for the Yankees is right there. And the Mets should take notes. Pitch into the sixth. Go to your two best relievers. Game over. That's it. Game over. Now, you don't want to use your closer up four, but it is what it is. You just want to get the win. And when you've been struggling since June 13th, and my God, I'm sick of hearing my birth date. June 13th around these parts. Whether it's on TV, on the station, June 13th, how bad baseball's been for the Mets and the Yankees. Again, Mets and the Yankees. You both stink since June 13th. But the Twins are the best medicine for the Yankees to get back on track. This is a series they need to win. In fact, they need to sweep. The Twins traded away 10 of their everyday players at the deadline. 10 of them. And as I'm watching that game, I'm like, who the hell is this coming up to bat, not named Byron Buxton or Royce Lewis? No clue. No clue who a lot of these guys were. I said, the guy pitching, is he an Uber driver now? Is that the same thing as before? But it was a solo fest. All solo homers for the Yanks. And they get the job done. That is the recipe for success for the Yankees. And the Mets need to follow suit. Can a pitcher for the Mets get to the sixth inning and not just the fourth? Will Warren has been much, much better. You know, early in the season, he was getting his ass kicked. And he's been better. And the Yankees, much, much needed win. And by, you know, Giancarlo Stanton, it's a good thing he's in the lineup. It's a good thing he's in the lineup. He needs to be in this lineup every day until Aaron Judge is ready to come back. Even if he's got to play right field, so be it. So be it. I don't care if it's turf or grass or the carpet in the living room. He needs to be out there playing the field because his bat is more important for this lineup, for this team. until Aaron Judge is ready to take the field. I'm so down on Jason Dominguez right now. I'm super down. And this is a guy that we've heard about since he was 6 years old in diapers. Yes, he was 6 years old in diapers still for the Yankees. As a Yankee forever, this is the next big thing. And he's done, just like a lot of the other Yankee prospects, nothing. Nothing. Lost in left. I thought he should be playing center field. Probably going to be lost out there too. Lost. So another Yankee prospect that had super, super high hopes, super, super high expectations, and hasn't lived up to them. And there's a long laundry list of them. Long list of Yankees prospects that they held on to. And me and Rami have gone over this before, how they could have used a lot of these prospects to get top-of-the-line pitching, could have used a lot of these prospects to upgrade the everyday lineup, and they didn't. They didn't. So I can see why a lot of fans are down on Jason Dominguez as well. But let's keep it positive, because there hasn't been much positive news when it comes to the baseball teams around these parts. And frankly, I'm sick of talking about the negativity. Sick of it. Imagine how I feel as a Mets fan. Bad baseball. Whether it's bad starting pitching, they stink with runners in scoring position. Francisco Lindor, 35 errors at shortstop this year. Brandon Nimmo, hole in his bat. Pete Alonso, I don't care about the record anymore. If I have to hear Steve Gehl one more time come in the air and say, well, he's got a chance to break the record now, I don't care. I want to win baseball games. That's the most important thing, not some stupid record that when you compare it to other franchises, is a joke. Maybe I'm taking that personally because Daryl was my guy. That was my guy growing up, Daryl Strawberry. But I don't care about no records. I don't care who it is. I care about wins. And right now, the Yankees got one under their belt yesterday, and the Mets are still searching. And the Braves come to town. It's not the same Braves, but it's the Braves team that kicked your ass when you were in the House of Horrors early this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What are you going to do, Mets? You got the Braves for three and the Mariners for three. Are you going to show up? Because I tell you right now, all the fans, a lot of the fans, I should say, that show up to Citi Field this week, they're showing up with pitchforks. If you don't get the job done, they're coming for carcasses. The boo birds are going to rain down. And I'm not a boo your own team guy. Unless you're a piece of you know what. But the boo birds will be out at Citi Field if the Mets continue doing what they've done since June 13th. at Citi Field. It is going to get nasty. Nasty. Now, they play the Braves for three and the Mariners for three. And don't give me this, well, I'll take three and three. No. No. I know Ken from Queens, if he hears this, he's going to be upset at me, but I don't give a rat's ass. Give me 4-2, 5-1, and let's go. Let's get back on track. Let's get back on track. I want to see the starting pitching get into the sixth inning, not the fourth. Not just the fourth inning. I don't want to see no damn openers. Get me to the sixth so we can get to the bullpen. Rogers, Helsley, Diaz. And I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances. If one of those relievers has to go two because he has an easy inning, let's do it. Just get the wins. And I jinxed Edwin Diaz because on my last show I said, everybody in the Mets sucks except Edwin Diaz. And I read his stats. Since May 1st, a 0.28 ERA, the best close in the game. And what happens? He doesn't listen to Francisco Alvarez. He throws a slider. Game over. Walk off. Walk off. 5-0 of that game on Sunday. I can't lie. I got to confess. I wrote at the top, it's party time. The Mets finally won a game. Man, do I have egg on my face after that one. Embarrassing. If they don't pitch, if they hit, they don't pitch well. If they pitch great, they don't hit. They don't hit with runners in scoring position, period. That's the bottom. Embarrassing for a team that has World Series expectations, for a team that spent what they did for Juan Soto. By the way, he's been good. Not with runners in scoring position, but he's been hitting, I know, a lot of solo home runs. That's why Evan calls him Juan Solo. But they're meaningful home runs, giving them the lead to start the game or putting them up extra. And I didn't care that he smiled when he broke up the no-hitter. I'm glad he did. Everybody's looking into that stuff way too much. Way too much. Are you saying that when Pete Alonso's smiling? I don't think so. You saying that with Brandon Nimmo smiling? I don't think so. Juan Soto's doing it. Oh, it's a big uproar. He smiled because he broke up a no-hitter. What are you supposed to do, cry? That's always been him. That's always been him. Did you watch any Yankee games with Juan Soto last year? Did you watch when Juan Soto was in the Nationals and he was kicking our ass? Or are you just nitpicking now because the team is bad? I think it's that part. I think it's that part. The team's been horrible since June 13th and even further back than that. And like I told my coworker at the hotel, I love my birthday. Not this year. I'm sick of hearing it because my birthday is associated with bad New York baseball. Bad New York baseball since my birthday, June 13th. Now, can the Mets turn this bad boy around? Yeah, there's time. But if the starting pitching is not going to deliver, and you're going to get four innings and then go to the bullpen and everybody gets burned out, it's not going to work. I mentioned the only team I'm worried about catching the Mets is the Cincinnati Reds. Why? Their manager. He gets the best and the most out of his teams. Go look at his track record. Yankee fans know all about Terry Francona. All about him. He gets the most out of his plays. And that was a tremendous hire by the Cincinnati Reds. And if I knew he wanted to come back and manage, I would have been more than happy to have him manage the Mets. More than happy. But he's managing the Reds. And that's the only team I'm concerned about behind the Mets. Not the Giants, not the Cardinals. Don't give me the Marlins. It's the Reds. The only team, in my opinion, that can catch the Mets in the wild card standings. I heard Evan talking about just get in and take your chances and all that. I believe the same thing, too. Now, if we get in and we still playing 500 baseball, I'm not going to have high hopes for this team. Get me to the Commanders. I'm ready for football season. I'm ready for football season if that's the case. But I need to see signs of life from this Met team at Citi Field starting tonight versus the hated Atlanta Braves. I don't care who's in the uniform. It's the Atlanta Braves. Kick their asses. 888-808-1019. Al Cintron and the Fan back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.